The Anatomy of Truth by Kate Wilde and read by Tracy Callender. I tried so hard to be one of you, to be like you. Had my hair permed and shopped at Sam's grocery store, snubbed Mrs. Charmer because she was an outsider, even though she'd been living in the town for 8 years, stood on Main Street and analysed the weather like an art form. But it never clicked. It never gelled. I always wanted to laugh. I always wanted to shake you and scream down your ear. If the clouds are grey, chances are it's going to rain, you imbecilic imbecile. And Mrs. Charmer, she's been on Valium for the past 6 years because she's so bloody lonely. What a great victory that is for us, eh? That sure showed her not to move to our precious little town. So I did shake you. I screamed down your ears. I made you howl in the darkness. And the next day, the very next day, there you were on the street corner gossiping, and Mrs. Bishop said, "You know what? It looks like rain." And then and there, I wish I could have snapped Mrs. Bishop's neck back and watched as the rain whittled out of the sky and gently drowned her. Nothing personal, Mrs. Bishop. It's just how I felt at the time. It's a long time between dusk and dawn. It's a long time to wait for the cock's crow and the lowly grumbles of this town waking. But it's the best time for tales to be told, the best time for tales to be learned. It's in these hours I watch and learn. I know, for instance, Jesse O'Brien's precious son, Sean, is not poor Declan's. I know this as fact. Look at you, Jesse, all indignant. Bit late, don't you think, to look to your husband now? I wouldn't take her hand, sweet Declan. You don't know where she's been. I know where she's been. Hang around, and I might tell you. Fact is always so much better than fiction, don't you think? My mum, she said I'd be good on the stage. But I like to watch people too much. I didn't want to pretend to be them. I wanted to watch. Real life, that's where the drama is.